Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Premier League Darts Podcast. We're on to week 9 in the Premier League and the action comes from Cardiff. And it's an important week as far as the bottom end of the table concerned, because week 9 is Judgment Night. And my name is Mark Walton. And joining me on the line to look at the action is commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
All right, thank you, Mark. Yes.
Good. As I mentioned there, the bottom end of the table, it's an important week for them. We'll move on to that shortly, John, because that's the important stuff that we want to talk to you about. But quickly just talking about the top end of the table. And Van Gerwen now 2 points clear after beating Peter Wright 7-5 last week. He ended Peter Wright's unbeaten run with that. And he's sitting pretty now, isn't he, at the top?
Yes, he is. I think it's where most people expected him to be. It was a close run affair with Peter Wright, 7-5. And it shows how far Peter Wright has come, really, that he can, after 8 games, be second in the table and giving Van Gerwen almost as good as he gets.
Yes, I mean, he's been the surprise package, hasn't he, Peter Wright? He's impressed a lot of people. I didn't expect him to do as well as he has.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it has shocked people that he's done well. I think that it has surprised people that he has done quite so well. I suppose that more or less is an indication of the fact that, you know, it is possible to come from nowhere if you have the self-belief, dedication and willingness to put in the hard work.
Yeah, he's certainly shown that so far. Barney's in third on 10 points. He drew with Phil Taylor last week, who I suppose good news for him is he's belatedly secured a place in the latter stages of the competition, because that was in doubt earlier on, John.
Of course it was. Anybody who loses his first 4 games is in danger of losing the chance after 8 matches of going further. And there were those who were saying that Taylor will not qualify for the post-8 match or post-9 match stage of the competition. Of course, he still has work to do in order to finish in the top 4 and qualify for finals night. So stage 1 completed. Taylor managed to get through by just a little more than the skin of his teeth, but only just a little more than the skin of his teeth. And now, obviously, he's got ground to make up on those above him.
And then in the middle of the table, John, we've got Adrian Lewis and Gary Anderson. Both have had good weeks in the Premier League. They've also had weeks where they've not quite been at their best, though. They're a bit hit and miss at the moment, those two, aren't they?
That's right. Lewis has only lost 2. He's won 3 and drawn 3. But he has put in different performances, even within a night. He's thrown brilliantly in one leg and then awfully the next. And you've seen quite a bit of head shaking on occasions from Lewis, but also moments of great joy, big finishes, 180s. He's a little bit enigmatic at the moment. Gary Anderson, can't complain. He's won 4 and lost 4. But Gary Anderson, I think, has proved during the course of this Premier League that he's certainly not a spent force.
No, it's I suppose it's good news for him after last season, because this time last season he was struggling, wasn't he?
Indeed.
Let's talk about the business end of Week 9 then, because it is Builders Judgment Night as far as the bottom end's concerned. Simon Whitlock already eliminated following a draw with Wes Newton in Dublin. Phil Taylor secured his survival with a draw against Raymond van Barneveld, and that means that there's 3 players bidding to survive this week: Wes Newton, Dave Chisnell and Robert Thornton, all bidding to retain their Premier League status, all on 6 points going into Week 9. And a bit of added spice, I mean, Thornton plays Taylor, that's the final game of the evening, but we've got Wes Newton playing Dave Chisnell as well, so it's almost a straight shootout between those two.
Yes, I think it is, and Chisnell knows that a draw is good enough for him because of his legs difference. He's got a massive legs difference advantage over Newton. That won't make any difference if Newton wins, of course, because he will go 2 points clear of Chisnell. But the draw really does represent bad news for Newton. So it's a must-win game for Wes Newton. And, my, he'll be so relieved should he beat Dave Chisnell, because he will move on into the next stage. Of course, he was relegated last year, and to happen for that to happen 2 years running would be a little bit of a downer for him. And it would also mean, should Newton beat Chisnell, that suddenly the Taylor Thornton game becomes quite interesting because the legs difference there then could come into play. So there are lots of ifs and buts in that little relegation corner of the league table, but that's what makes it interesting.
It does, and they've rejigged the running order a little bit. So Wes Newton plays Dave Chisnell in the penultimate game, and then Phil Taylor plays Robert Thornton in the final game of the evening. Those two final games could be, well, it could be belting, couldn't it, John? It could be a real real big tense atmosphere and drama towards the end of the night.
Yes, and obviously some thought has gone into the running order. It would have been unfair to have put Thornton on before that Newton-Chisnell game because people would know exactly what they have to do. So it works well. Thornton, if Newton beats Chisnell, Thornton will know what he has to do in order to survive because his legs difference is -1. Chisnell's is -5. They're both on 6 points, as you mentioned. If Newton were to beat Chisnell, it would be dependent on by what margin as to what Chisnell's legs difference would go to, and then Thornton would know exactly how many legs he'd need to win against Taylor without necessarily winning the match. Sounds complicated, but it all unwinds in the end.
It does, yes, and it'll be exciting along the way, I'm sure. Let's have a look at the matches then, John. Let's get stuck into week 9. And the first one in Cardiff is Gary Anderson against Peter Wright. Gary Anderson priced about 11-8, the draw 7-2, and Peter Wright bidding to bounce back from his first Premier League defeat is 6-5. How do you see the opener going, John?
I think it'll be a marvellous game. I think Gary Anderson relaxed, 8 points to his name from as many matches, will relax and enjoy himself as he has done throughout the tournament so far, it seems to me. And Peter Wright will be Peter Wright. Whether we get any sort of antics like we had last week when he played Michael van Gerwen, and van Gerwen wasn't happy with them. I didn't see a lot wrong myself. But it remains to be seen. I really do feel that having been beaten once, Peter Wright might be in danger of being beaten again. I think it'll be a close encounter, but I do believe that Gary Anderson just has that little bit of extra class. He has an extra gear, and I think if he employs it, then I think he can beat Peter Wright by 7-5.
Okay, 7-5 in favour of Gary Anderson is priced up at 8-1. If you want to back Gary Anderson, he's 11-8 on the match betting, but you can back him +1.5 on the handicap as well at 8-13. Put a little bit of extra insurance there, but John's going with Gary Anderson to win that one. The second game is Michael van Gerwen against Simon Whitlock. It's a good old-fashioned top versus bottom. Michael van Gerwen sitting at the top of the table, 1-4 to win the match. The draw is 11-2, and already relegated Simon Whitlock is 6-1. Is it going to be a showcase from Michael van Gerwen here?
I think so. You only have to look at the legs difference. Van Gerwen +20, Whitlock -20. 40 legs difference between them. That really is amazing, the difference there. 13 points to Van Gerwen. He's only dropped 3 points. Whitlock 4. That means that he's dropped 12 points during the course of the tournament. And he's been down in the dumps. I can't see anything other than a Van Gerwen victory. I think it'll be a relatively comfortable one. Whitlock's a proud man. He'll try and dig in and get what he can from it. But I think there'll be scraps, and I think it'll be 7-3 to the Dutchman.
Okay, 7-3 to Michael van Gerwen then. That's priced up at 5-1 on the website. If you didn't want to put a correct score on it, and with van Gerwen being 1-4, another way in will be the handicap. Michael van Gerwen -3.5 at 4-5, John. Could you see value there? Van Gerwen would have to win by four clear legs.
By four clear legs.
So 7-3, as you predict, would
yes,
be the winner.
Yes, I think that... No, I would leave that alone at 4-5, to be honest. I would. I wouldn't recommend a hefty bet on that. Because Whitlock might get four legs and
scuppier.
It's not out of the question that Whitlock could win four legs there.
Okay, but Michael van Gerwen to win relatively comfortably in the end. The third match is Adrian Lewis against Raymond van Barneveld. Adrian Lewis is even money. The draw is 4-1, and Barney is 13-8. Two players sitting comfortably in the table. We've got Barney in third, and Adrian Lewis sitting there in mid-table as well. What do you make of this game, John?
Well, I just feel that Barney has been more consistent than Lewis, and I think that's reflected in the fact that he's picked up one more point. More so in the fact that he has a 7 legs difference advantage, plus 8 to plus 1. And I think that genuinely reflects how much better Barney's played than Lewis. Lewis has played brilliantly, as I said earlier, on occasions and in patches, and then dismally in others, whereas I think Barney has generally anyway held his form pretty well and looked pretty well at one with himself, which is important to punters, because the punters who back Barney don't want to see head shaking and eyes raised to the ceiling, etc., and a sense that he knows that he's done with. And we haven't seen any of that, or very little anyway, and I think, therefore, Barney could be decent value here. It depends which Lewis turns up. We all know that. That's the risk you take. I think Barney might win this by 7 legs to 4.
Okay, 7 legs to 4 in the favour of Raymond van Barneveld. 9-1 on the website. Barney 13-8 in the match betting as well. Moving on to the business end of Judgment Night, then the final two games could be they are crucial in terms of who will stay in the Premier League at this point. And the penultimate game is Wes Newton against Dave Chisnell. Newton is 13-8. The draw 3-1, and Chisnell is 6-5.
I think that is going to be a nerve-wracking game for both players, and it really is a case of which player holds his nerve the better. I have a feeling that Wes Newton is capable of holding his nerve rather better than Dave Chisnell. I've mentioned on a number of occasions, when it comes to crunch time in a game, Chisnell tends to pull his dart. You see the right shoulder coming through into the throw, a jerk of the as he releases the dart, and that's always a sign that he's feeling the pressure a little bit. We certainly saw it last week in his game against Adrian Lewis, where I thought at one stage Chisnell was going to win, and they ended up sharing a 6-6 draw. How that extra point would have stood Chisnell in good stead, but it's not to be. I do think Chisnell is the better player, but I also think that Newton will hold his nerve. I think it'll be very, very close, could go 7-5 either way, and that's why I'm plumping for 6 apiece.
Okay, 6-6 draw is 3-1, the price of the draw, of course, the same price. With Dave Chisnell, just a side note to this, we've seen him in the past. You mentioned that you think Wes Newton can handle the pressure a little bit better than Dave Chisnell. We saw him in that final against Taylor in the Grand Prix, I think it was, where he just didn't turn up. The pressure got to him. Is there a risk of that might happen tonight?
I wouldn't say to the same extent, because Wes Newton's reputation is hardly the same as that of Phil Taylor, and this is not a final. Although it's like a quarter-final or a last 16 knockout, because whoever loses will probably not be in the later stages, in the last part of the league, and then with the possibility of going into the finals. So there is pressure. It's not the same as a big, big world final, but in front of that big crowd in Cardiff, passionate Welshmen, I think that it is a nerve-wracking occasion, and whatever circumstances you're in, but especially in theirs, I just have a feeling Wes might hold himself together a bit better. Although, if he were good to go a couple of legs down, you'd start to see Wes, I think, starting to feel it as well. But in terms of Chisnell and that jerk, that release of the dart that is anything but fluent, you might see more of that than usual because of the occasion, because of the importance of the match and the desire to want to win. Chisnell wins, he's through, Newton isn't. I think in the end Newton and Chisnell will be a draw. As I mentioned, 7-5 either way suggests it's going to be very, very close, and I think the safest bet is to go for the draw. They both then will be on 7 points, but Chisnell will have a better legs difference, so Newton will then have a nail-biting time waiting to see what Thornton gets out of the Taylor game. Thornton would then need a point in order to overtake Newton and relegate Newton, but if Taylor were to beat Thornton, then of course Newton would stay up. at the expense of Robert Thornton. So we come to the Taylor Thornton game now, as it turns out. I'll stick with 6-6, Newton and Chisnall, and then Newton can bite his nails for half an hour or 40 minutes.
Yeah, that'll tee us up dramatically for the final match. Phil Taylor against Robert Thornton. Taylor 1-2-2 in the match. The draw 9-2. Thornton 100-30. If it is, as you predict, John, a draw in the penultimate game, then Robert Thornton would know his fate. He just needs to get a draw against Taylor, who admittedly hasn't been at his best in the Premier League this season. So that would make the final game very, very interesting, John.
It would, and there'll be no favours dished out from Taylor. He doesn't have any favourites. He just wants to win every darts match he goes up on the hockey too. And I think that should be the case for every player, and probably is. Because Taylor needs the points, remember, to ensure himself a top four place. These points count for that, and he will be determined to make sure that his night ends on 9 points, starting, of course, on 7. And that will push him just that little bit closer to a possible fourth place, especially as Lewis plays Barney earlier in the evening. So one of them or both of them will drop something. So at Taylor, I think, to beat Thornton 7-4, I think Thornton will give everything he's got. And if he gets a draw out of it, then he will deserve to stay up. The best thing that Thornton will be hoping for is that one of Newton or Chisnall wins. Because if there's a victory for one or the other, then Thornton would have to lose very, very heavily in order to go down, should Dave Chisnall be the loser of the Newton-Chisnall game. I know I'm going back on myself, but it's the nature of the evening. So in the end, I'm going to have to say that it'll be Whitlock and Thornton who actually will have to step out of the competition.
OK, let's have a quick summary then, John, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your correct score predictions, and have a John Gwynne lucky 31 for Week 9, Judgment Night, in the Premier League relegation battle.
Yes, my Judgment Night lucky 31. Anderson 7, Wright 5. Van Gerwen 7, Whitlock 3. Lewis 4, Van Barneveld 7. Newton 6, Chisnall 6. Taylor 7, Thornton 4.
Good work, John. Thank you very much. We'll be looking forward to hearing you on In-Play Radio this week as well. You'll be in the studio for us looking ahead to the action and taking us through the action in Cardiff on what's set to be a dramatic night in the Premier League.
Certainly, Mark. OK, thank you very much indeed.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.